Speaking of different camps, Hamish Hartlett might be in a different camp next year than he has been for the last 13 years of his career at the Port Adelaide Football Club. 193 games has come to an end in the black and the teal. He's been good enough to join us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Hamish, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. Now, you've been around the country in the last little while. Nobody else, well, certainly from a Victorian perspective, not allowed to travel anywhere. You've been in Perth for the Brownlow. You've been in Tassie playing golf. You're living life.
Well, I've been very, very lucky the last week or so, guys. I guess it's one advantage of being here in South Australia and not having too much COVID floating around, so we can move around certain parts of the country with a bit of ease. Yeah, so we're over in Perth for the Brownlow, celebrating Ollie's win over there, which was just such a brilliant night. It was incredible to be a part of. And then, yeah, it was about a group of 12 of us that shot over to Barn Bugle in Tasmania to play golf for a few days. So, yeah, no, it's been a good week.
You had a hell of a time. And it's on the back of what I imagine has been quite a challenging time, a disappointing time with your career, when you sat down with Kenny and he said that your future at Port Adelaide didn't exist. What was that like? Because I heard Kenny talk about it the other day on Adelaide Radio, and he said it was a really difficult conversation to have, because he was saying that your relationship with him has been quite super strong over the last 13 years or 10 years.
Yeah, it has. Kenny and I, we've had a fantastic relationship since his time at the club started at the end of 2012. I think he came on board. So, close to 10 years we've been working together, and we have had a great relationship. But, yeah, it was a difficult conversation, I think, for both of us. I think, from my point of view, it wasn't entirely unexpected that the call was going to be made. But even still, it doesn't really hit home until you hear those words coming from his mouth. So, he pretty much called me on the Sunday, the day after the season had finished for us, and he said, "Mate, I wouldn't mind getting you in to have a chat to you about what's going on for you personally and where we think your future lies." And that was sort of a day and a half before my exit meeting had been scheduled. So,
that's never a good sign.
No, you sort of understand what might come about, and but Kenny wanted to be really respectful in the way he did it. He wanted to do it personally with just me, him, and Chris Davies in the room, rather than four or five other people listening in on the conversation as well. So I was appreciative of him for doing it that way.
Hamish, it comes on the back of a tough season with niggly injuries for you. Haven't taken the field since round 10, but it's your 13th season. You've played 193 games, and you're still thinking that you wouldn't mind trying to find a spot to go on again. What's driving you to do that after having such a great period of time at Port?
Yeah, look, I guess I've still got the motivation and the passion to want to train and compete at the highest level. So that's where the motivation comes from. And I feel like, even still the way I was training by the back end of last year, I was still capable of playing AFL footy. The last game that I played, I think, was against Gold Coast, about midway through the year. And, I came on as a sub in that game and had a pretty reasonable impact. So there's still some signs there that made me believe that I was good enough, first and foremost. And I've certainly still got the passion and the drive to still want to play. So, we'll keep having some conversations over the next couple of weeks and see what comes about. But, to be honest, there hasn't been a great deal of interest at this point in time. But, we'll see how things unfold over the coming weeks.
I'd be surprised if there's not, Hamish. I mean, obviously there's an element of the gamble because of the injuries, not just this year, but I think it's 3 of the last 4 years. You've been unlucky with injuries. But I'm a bit like, I mean, you've played some good footy this year, and Port was a hard team to get into and a very settled team with not too many injuries in the positions that you like to play.
Yeah, that's right. This year I had a sort of a quad issue that popped up really out of nowhere and very unexpectedly at training, which I thought I might be able to play through for about a month, 4 or 5 weeks, at about 85-90%. So I played a bit of NFL footy throughout that period. My quad sort of didn't get better, and then actually had a training incident with Xavier Dersma. it collided into the inside of my knee, which forced me to have a minor operation. So this year, you know, the back half of this year wasn't ideal. You know, last year I think I played every game. So my body, really from that point of view, is holding up quite well. But yeah, you're right. We've got a plethora of really good halfback flankers, and that are, you know, probably got a few years on me in terms of age. And then we've got, you know, some guys like Lockie Jones, who's only played a handful of games as well, who's gonna look to fill one of those roles as well. So yeah, I've been squeezed out, I guess, by some younger guys that, as you said, played really good footy, and yeah, Kenny will be keen to keep developing those guys.
The game can change really quick. I mean, you were obviously a high draft pick, but you were someone that was in demand a couple of times where you could have very easily left the footy club to go elsewhere, and you stayed loyal. But geez, it changes quick that you're in this position you're in. How does it sit with you from that whole thing around loyalty and all those sorts of things? Is it just footy, or is there an element of, geez, one more, please?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, look, I consider myself a pretty loyal person, yeah, generally, and you know, to have finished my playing days at Port Adelaide would have been ideal for me, and I was really hanging on to the hope that I might have been offered, you know, one more year just to kind of prove myself again and get fit and make an impact. You know, that wasn't to be, and who knows, maybe my playing days at AFL level have come to an end. I just don't know it quite yet. So, I would love to have gotten one more year at Port Adelaide, but you know, that's the hard decisions that have to be made at this time of year. And as I mentioned, I am keen to go on. So, you know, the club has got my best interests at heart, and they wish me very well for whatever's next as well. So, we'll see what happens in that space.
So you're an Adelaide boy. You played 13 years in Adelaide. Life outside of that, I mean, the Crows obviously the obvious because they live in that, they play in that state. But it means that you'd be moving, if you were to get another opportunity elsewhere, chances are you're moving out of South Australia. Does that sit okay with everyone?
Yeah, it does. Look, my partner, you know, would prefer if I'd stayed in town, obviously. But we've sort of had those conversations, and basically, you know, she's happy for me if there was a football playing role to come about in another state, then she's happy for me to go elsewhere, and we'll do the old long distance for a year or so. She's taken up a new role in her work, which pretty much makes her bound to staying in Adelaide. So, you know, if that's the case, then so be it. But, I think, you know, mentally I'm prepared to head into state and try something a bit new. You know, 13 years in Adelaide, it's a long time, and I am keen to experience some fresh stuff, so we'll see what happens.
Now, Hamish, we've been looking on enviously here in Victoria with all the celebrations that have been happening around the grand final and the Brownlow, of course. How did you celebrate Ollie's win?
Look, as I mentioned earlier, that night was just absolutely incredible. You know, everyone was so proud of Ollie and so happy for him, and everyone was just feeding off each other's positivity and energy. So we hung around after the count for a while. Ollie got swallowed up by all the media duties that he had to do, but we had plenty of photos together, and then we went to the after party back at the Crown Towers where we were staying. There wasn't too many people there because obviously it was sort of limited capacity at the Brownlow, and there's only sort of three or four teams that were over there enjoying the evening. So yeah, we carried on. I think we were the last sort of group to get ushered out just after 2 o'clock, and we had full control of the dance floor at that point in time. we're having a really good time about it, but we're just so proud of Ollie's achievement. He's such a great guy to have around the footy club, and he's worked really hard to earn that Brownlow.
Full control of the dance floor. That is a terrific phrase. Oh, I love that. That is terrific. Who perhaps cut it up best? And don't be afraid to put yourself at the top of the tree here.
Nah, probably the bloke that got the mention in Ollie's Brownlow speech, Tommy Cleary. He really sort of thrives in those environments. Yeah. Where there's a few drinks flying around and plenty of fun to be had. Yeah, clubs is usually front and centre of the dance floor in those situations. So he was there right in the mix again.
Righto. Well, good news for Tommy Cleary fans out there. He had full control of the dance floor. Hey, Hamish, great to chat to you this morning. We wish you best of luck, mate, with the opportunity that may or may not present. Hopefully it does from your perspective and you get a chance to continue your career. But regardless, 13 years and 193 games is nothing to be sneezed at. So good luck in whatever the future holds.
Very good, guys. Thanks very much for the chat.